From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that he rejects Russia's military campaign in Syria as a solution to the war there. At a White House news conference on Friday, Mr. Obama said that Russia's approach was a self-defeating exercise that moves the conflict away from a solution. The U.S. president said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has not attracted international support for his approach in Syria, a long-standing Russian ally.
An attempt by Russia and Iran to prop up Assad and try to pacify the population is just going to get them stuck in a quagmire.
Meanwhile, Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry said that its warplanes flew 14 missions, hitting six Islamic State targets. Federal investigators have recovered a total of 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in rural southern Oregon Thursday. The U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives said all the guns were purchased legally and traced to the same firearms dealer. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said Friday that her state will recover from this tragedy.
One person's deranged act may have indeed broken all of our hearts, but he cannot prevent our hearts from growing back bigger and stronger and more committed to the Oregon that we all love so very much.
Police are attempting to determine why 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer opened fire at the school, killing nine people and wounding nine others before dying during an exchange of gunfire with police. This is VOA.